بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إمام أبو جعفر الطحاوي in his book العقيدة الطحاوية when talking about Allah continued to say He is دائم everlasting without an end. He will never perish or cease to exist. Allah is the everlasting one whose existence is without an ending. The change from one state to another is one of the most prominent characteristics of the creation. Since Allah is the perfect one, He does not become better or worse. Hence, He does not change from one state to another. That is, His existence does not come to an end. Nothing occurs except what He willed. Whatever Allah willed to happen does happen, and whatever Allah did not will to happen shall not happen. So nothing exists or ceases to exist, be it bodies, thoughts, good or bad matters, except by His will. Imam al-Tahawi then said in point 6, no delusions realize Him and no comprehensions encompass Him. This means man can imagine only that with which he is familiar and that which is a created thing. The two great contemporary Salafi scholars, Imam Dhunnun al-Misri and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from it. Man's comprehension does not encompass Allah. Our knowledge about Allah consists of knowing what does and what does not befit Him. 7. He does not resemble the creation. This means He is not like the creations in any way. As explained previously in point 2, no one is like Allah. 8. He is Hayy, alive, who does not die, and Qayyum, everlasting, who does not sleep. Explanation: Allah is attributed with an eternal and everlasting life which does not resemble our lives. It is not dependent on the combination of flesh, blood, bones, and soul. He is not overcome by exhaustion, sleep, or death. Point 9. He is the creator, Al-Khaliq, with no need of the creation. Explanation: Allah created the creation without Him being benefiting from them or warding any harm off of Himself by them. He created them to manifest His power, subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10. He is the one who provides all sustenance, Al-Rizq, without any effort. That is, Allah provides His creation with their needs without any labor. He creates for them without resorting to movement, instrument, or contact. 11. He inflicts death without fear and resurrects without toil. Allah inflicts death on His slaves, not fearing to be harmed by them. On the other hand, He brings His slaves into existence, and with an equal ease, He inflicts death on them and brings them back to life. Subhanallah. 12. He said, He, having His attributes, existed eternally before His creation. By creating them, He did not gain an attribute which was not His before creating them. As He, having His attributes, has been in eternity, so He will forever remain. The meaning of this statement is that the self of Allah is eternal, without a beginning. So He is attributed with perfect attributes, which are eternal, without a beginning. It is confirmed textually and mentally that Allah is eternal. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Hadid, it is mentioned, هو الأول والآخر, which means He, Allah, is the eternal and the everlasting. Had Allah not been eternal, He would have been a creation. Who needs a creator? This contradicts Godhood. Similarly, all of Allah's attributes are eternal, or else Allah Himself would be created. After He created the heavens, earth, angels, and other creations, Allah did not acquire an additional attribute, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. I ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on Al-Islam and on the creed of the Prophet and the companions and the true Salaf, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.